Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have the final hour with Clifford Mahudi. We're talking about Indian legends and culture and strange paranormal events. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Before we go on, we do have one question, another question from our forum. It comes from one of our moderators, Angelo, who happens to be a skeptic, by the way. Okay? So understand where I'm coming from, Clifford. Here's what he says. A lot of what I've heard as evidence regarding this topic comes from Native art. Having studied First Nations art, I wonder why we need to turn to the paranormal to explain it. From all I've heard on the subject, the more plausible and accepted theory around the interesting figures in the art is that they stem from myths and dreams. Okay, so he also asks, why do we need to make the jump to ETs? Keep in mind, I have learned what I know about the topic from a professor, that is First Nations Timiskaming, I guess that's what he calls it, Timiskaming. So it isn't like I picked it up from Wikipedia or something. I understand the artwork, and nothing leads me to believe that it has to do with aliens. I have a feeling I'll be shaking my head through most of this episode. So he's a skeptic, Clifford. What do you have to say to him?
A lot of those paintings that Indians develop are like probably from the interpretation of themselves, putting it on, say, like sketches or paintings. But a lot of these paintings are related to those that where they got the information from was probably from the same books that he's talking about, maybe from different archaeologists and anthropologists. A lot of your anthropologists and archaeologists, for example, they call the Kachina society a Kachina cult. A lot of them say that they invented this probably about right after Chaco culture had disappeared. But they've always had that, so the interpretation will never be there unless you actually go over there and sit down with the Indian people, American Indian communities, and have them explain to you where they came from. According to the different tribes, the interpretation is the hardest one. That's why it would take a Native American from that particular tribe that has the background and the teachings, say like in mythology or anthropology, to actually make that interpretation. This is where I come in from that standpoint, is that it took me about 40 years to interpret what is on paper, what is the teachings, and to parallel or connect it with what the rituals are all about. A lot of these information is esoteric because you do not hear this outside the Kivas. You do not hear this outside the medicine orders. You cannot hear this outside of even the minimal society system unless you actually know the language and unless you actually participated in this type of rituals. There's no way that you can make that connection. I understand that the paintings and the pictures and whatever can be made and say that, well, there's a connection there, but until you really understand it and become part of that Indian tribe, then you really never will know.
So then how do you explain it to the rest of us?
Well, like I say, you have to really sit down and understand on a one-on-one basis to each one of those, say, like for a painting. What is this guy trying to interpret here? Sure, it's a dream, but a lot of us have a lot of dreamscapes, too. We go through that. It's an experience. It's not only a dream, but it's also an experience. We see these things in our when we're dreaming and when we put it on paper. It's just like a musician. A lot of your music is derived from a higher being that is put on paper, and you have that flow that comes into your music. It's the same thing can apply into your art. Where it comes from is a mystery. But we do not question that. We do not try to analyze it. We do not try not to dissect it because it's just the way it is. I think another good example would be the petroglyphs. If you went over there and tried to explain the petroglyphs, that's another different arena as far as interpretation is concerned. These people that made the petroglyphs actually saw those things and then put them on the rock so that they can have a reference to it. And another person then can come over here and make a wrong interpretation as to what that individual had put in centuries and centuries ago. So it's very difficult to explain.
It sounds like it's the outsider attempting to use their points of reference to do the explanation, as opposed to going to, you know, the lineage or the source of the particular creative picture or petroglyph and getting the information as it's understood by the indigenous person. I think you bring up a very good point there. One of the other incidences that you mentioned early on when we met was a very curious event that occurred on the reservation there, where what was described as a thunderbird crashed against a cliff face and then sat there for a number of days. Would you like to relate that story? That's a really intriguing one.
This is in a village called Nutria Village. They had farming villages throughout the reservation out here. And it's about 20 miles due east, northeast. People used to live out there in those villages. They also had orchards and farms and all that. But this particular incident occurred probably in the early, I would say about the early 20s maybe, or maybe in the 30s, because we don't have any clocks here. We don't have any calendars. You just say that what this occurred. There's a... it's right next to the Continental Divide, and there is what they call the Hogback that runs north and south parallel to the Continental Divide, and it's a village out there. Well, this lady used to be live out there with her husband, and during one rainstorm, it was a heavy rainstorm at nighttime, and next morning when this man went out to work on his farm or his field out there, they heard something the night before, like a big thunder and a big noise that happened. And then when they came out the next day, of course, the clouds were gone and the sun was up and whatever. And there was they call it, for lack of a better term, a thunderbird or a living thing that was plastered against this big hogback rock up there, I would say about 20 or 30 foot off the ground. And that thing stayed up there for about 2 or 3 days, I believe. But in those days, when people saw things like that, they just kind of left things alone. They did not try to interpret it, or they didn't have the curiosity go over there and see what it is. They just observed it, and they said about the fourth day, I guess it came to, and it flew off again. But that thing was huge, according to the stories that are told over here. So it must have been some type of a living thing, maybe like a pterodactyl or what's that other one, the giant moth, mothman type thing, or something that flew. And it hit there during the rainstorm. So that's one of the stories that are told over here. And there's many more like that.
Well, these are things we're going to have to explore as we go along. Very quickly, before we split for our next segment of the episode, what about UFO abductions? Are you having incidences of those?
No, I don't know if that's... there's a lot of things that are happening right now, but... it really is not abductions. I think that they're doing a lot of bad things right now. I've heard of spiritual people saying that there's a lot of things that are, a lot of activity around the Zuni Reservation that is not good. Even clear people down in New Zealand and Australia talking about these things, but I don't know whether that... they said that there's a lot of blood around the western edge of the reservation.
I'm going to want to ask you about that in a moment. Clifford Mahudi joining us this week. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast.
Yeah.
Hey neighbors, have you been thinking about starting a website? Well, I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a world famous leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and great selection of templates. Use the coupon code PowerCast. Once again, use the coupon code PowerCast and sign up at this special address, thepowercast.com/gator. That's G-A-T-O-R, thepowercast.com/gator. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We have some more time to spend with Clifford Mahudi. We appreciate that he's joining us with a lot of very fascinating information. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Okay, blood. Are you talking about people being harmed or what?
I think this is the things that are, again, going back to the things that are occurring because of certain activities related to the rest of the world. In other words, there's a lot of wars that are going on. There's a lot of strife within the Zuni reservation. And I believe there's a lot of invasion, not only about people, but also of other bad actors from the space arena. And I think this is occurring because there are certain things that they're probably seeking. They're probably seeking ways to find out what is happening among the Indian tribes. I've had a lot of people talk about the Indian tribes still have the spiritual connection. In other words, they still practice a lot of the ways that were given by the Creator. And I believe that a lot of these, if you may, the ETs are trying to make up for what they had lost with their advanced technology. So I think that that's what they're looking for, and they're trying to find out what is happening, because we kept a lot of this, a lot of these protocols in practice. But at the same time, it's just like anything else. There's good and bad aliens or good and bad space people. I mean, it's just like that throughout the whole universe. There's good people and there's bad people. So I think a lot of these are bad people that are trying to take some type of a resource that they have, whether it's with the Indian tribes themselves or whether it's with the Earth itself. So it's very hard to determine, because we were not told of these things in legend form or in our teachings.
But you do have a very rich prophecy, tradition of prophecy. And like the Hopi, the Zuni have pretty specific things that they've been looking for down through the ages to give them an indication of where we are in the circle of the cycle of life or the circle of time. How about if you address and talk about the prophetic tradition as it occurs in the Zuni tradition?
Well, you know, I think most of these were theories that were put into practice, and then, you know, like when theory becomes a fact, that's when you said, oh, that's what they were talking about. The things that are to happen has happened already, and one of the things that I've talked to a lot of the elders from other tribes is that they talk about overpopulation, for example. There will be all kinds of people that will be occupants in the land that we have right now, and I think this is occurring right now. And one of the things that is of concern to the elders of the tribes through their teachings is this overpopulation of different peoples, not only of the people that are within their own land, but also peoples from other races and other parts of the world. So that's one thing that they talk about.
Illegal aliens.
The illegal aliens from the south, yeah.
Continue.
The other thing, too, is that if the Zuni people do not follow the ways of the Creator, they will fall apart in their religious orders, and many, many things sacred will be lost. We have been seeing this since, like I said, the end of the Second World War II. There's a lot of reasons for that, and of course, the biggest one is that we became like white men. We became used to being other things other than doing our ritual practices. And we have adopted a lot of different ways. For example, we didn't have electricity. We didn't have television. We didn't have microwaves. We didn't have cars. So, and then we're not following up the way that the Creator had set us up to be. So we're on the other side of the fence. And that's what the elders used to talk about. When we become white men, then all things will be lost. And it's just simple as that. I mean, there's a lot of logic behind that.
Well, where are we in the fourth world process? According to the Hopi, a lot of pop culture, New Age interpretation, there is a popular conception out there that we're at the end of the fourth world. Does your culture feel the same?
Well, in the Zuni way, there used to be their time plot used to be, if you look at it, the literal meaning is that the time schedule is on by a cat, you know, like a feline. And in about the 1950s, they say that we are now at the, if you look at it from the head of the cat, go all the way on the back, over to the tail, that's the Zuni time schedule. In the 50s, the old people used to talk about, we are now at the end of the cat's tail, which means that we're at the verge of the end times. So about 1960s and 1970s, they said that we have fallen off the end of the cat's tail, which means that we are now in the stage of turmoil, which we no longer have the capacity to control what will happen after this, because we already violated a lot of different systems that were put in place by the Creator. So that prophecy was talked about when I was a young man, and I used to just say, well, you know what, that's kind of strange. I mean, you know, why would they talk about these things? You know, why the end of a cat's tail? Why don't they say there's a clock or there's a certain thing? But that's just the way that they used to do it. It's a lot of like parables. It's sort of like references to a certain things, because that's the only thing that they had as far as schedules were concerned in the old days.
So in other words, it's not like a series of prophecies that are fulfilled as in the Hopi tradition. Examples would be the spider webs in the sky, the railroad tracks, the telegraph wires, that sort of thing. You don't have specific descriptions of benchmarks, let's say, in history that have been reached and fulfilled to indicate how far down or off the cat's tail that we are right now.
Well, yes, there has been. There's so many of them. Like, for example, they knew about the coming of the white man and when the Spanish first came over here. And they knew the priesthood, and I guess in those days they had prophets that knew about those people, but at that time they did not realize that they were going to be as treacherous as they were when they first encountered them.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of this in the next segment. We have Clifford Mahudi. Chris O'Brien is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, are devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We have Christopher O'Brien as our co-host. The guest is Clifford Mahudi, a Zuni elder. We're talking now about prophecies in general, I suppose. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. So let's be more specific about this. They predicted the arrival of a white man. Let's go to something more recent. What else was predicted accurately?
Well, one of the things that was predicted was that the literal meaning, I mean, the saying in the Zuni was that our furniture will eat us alive in our homes. That was one of the things that really puzzled me for a long time. This was now, again, I learned this. And this was before computers, this was before television, this was before microwave appliances. And I believe this is what's happening right now, is that because the interpretation was direct, in other words, that this was way, way back. He said, our furniture will eat us alive. I think this is what's happening right now. If you look at microwave technology, radiation, and so on, and it's eating us alive. The other one that they talked about was there will come a day when the earth will become dark, whether by the atmosphere becoming obscure or the blockage of the sun. That's also another prediction. The other one is that the earth will flip over, and it's happened in the past according to the Zuni mythology. It said that we all will also have a reverse of polarity, and they said the world will literally flip over. The other thing is that there will be a rumbling of the earth, and it will not cease. When the Taos Hum first came about, this is why a lot of Indian tribes were becoming concerned. I think that's a prelude to the rumbling that's going to be happening. The vibrations will cause the earth to open up, and that's where the bottom creatures, like the furry little creature guys and Bigfoot, will be coming out. And of course, the biggest one that they talked about was that towards the end there will be a foul odor which will envelope the earth, and that foul odor will be all over. And the Zuni will be part of it that fall older. I mean, the last time when this happened, that was when they had, I believe, when they had the volcanoes.
When you said foul odor, I did think volcanoes, but I wanted to ask you here, is this like the 2012 predictions at all? Is that when all this is going to happen?
Well, I believe, well, it's coinciding with that. It's coinciding, of course, you know, 2012, if you ask loonies about that, you know, he's got a blank stare, but in my way of thinking, I believe this is part of that whole process that's happening all over the world. Because, again, Zunis are very isolated. They don't have the interpretation that is like I am doing. They don't have the analysis, and they don't have the back-and-forth interpretation of what is happening with the, for example, the 2012 predictions and also what their own predictions were. But I believe it's on the same schedule.
Well, I find it very interesting that there's correlations with the Hopi prophecy of the world flipping over. The Maya, for instance, have a prophecy of the sun not coming up one morning. I'm seeing very interesting parallels that sound like it. There's a good likelihood that they're all connected way back in some sort of prehistorical times when all these legends, I think, were first really began, and there seems to be a connecting point in a lot of this. Well, what do you think, Clifford? Do you feel that there is hope for the Zuni people? Are the stories being passed down and the traditions being conveyed enough so that the culture is going to survive in a fairly pure form?
I believe that the Zunis will survive just like in the past. I believe that they will also go into some type of a protective environment while all these things are happening.
You mentioned earlier, Clifford, about going into caves to avoid being harmed during natural or unnatural cataclysms. So you go back to the caves?
I think that what I think, just on the interpretational one, I think the next one, instead of going back into the underworld, I believe it's going to happen to go up into the upper world, which means the sky. Now, I've had a lot of correlations with a lot of other tribes to say that I think they'll be picked up by the Space Brothers, if you may, while all this thing is happening. And I believe that instead of going back down under, I think that they're going to go up to the heavens and to be saved there.
We'd have to have a lot of space people, though, to handle. How many people would be involved here?
Well, you know, as the Zunis say, anything is possible because they're magical people. They can create a whole world up there, with sort of like a holding tank, if you may, and after everything is done, they can be put back down there. But I think most of them would not survive anyway, according to a lot of things that a lot of Zunis talk about. A lot of them will be, some of us will be destroyed.
One of the things I wonder about here, one of the predictions, or not so much predictions, but the theories about UFOs, higher beings, etc., is that they are interdimensional. They're not coming from a star system here, but in a parallel world, which is why they are here so often and so ever-present.
Well, I think that there are parallel worlds. Again, the Zuni were here. If you look at the creation myth, they had to have come from somewhere prior to that coming out of the Sipapu and Grand Canyon. So they must have had come from a different world prior to them being over here. And that's what, if you really go deep into it, I believe that they were put over here from a different world, maybe because of their worlds that were destroyed over there. So, but it will continue. I have not heard anything anywhere where you'll be destroyed. The people will be destroyed according to our legends and our mythology. They will continue, but the question is how are they going to survive? And I think this is one of the things that were lost many years ago, and I think that it's still here, but again, it's become a very hard analysis because a lot of those people that had the knowledge are no longer here, which are, you know, they pass on and they did not pass on the knowledge.
One of the things, of course, we worry about when we have prophecies like this and we have oral legends is we have a whole bunch of people out there who are going to say, well, there's no written record of this. Why should we believe it? It's just some people who believe different things and different stories.
Well, that is true. But the thing about it is, in our way over here, we just say, well, you just sort of accept it as what is going to happen, and you sort of, work your whole life around that. And so the attitude becomes whatever will be, will be. And so that, because in our prayer systems, we talk about when the day comes, the raw people, again, this could be the connection from the space gods, will be the ones who will take care of us. So that's the way that they sort of wrap it up. Whatever will be, until that day comes, will be protected by those. If you had followed the protocols and if you had followed the system that was given us, so that's what keeps us in line. So that's basically what it is. It's very difficult to explain or, you know, to interpret what, because there was no written language and there was nobody to interpret it. So I just picked these up and I just analyze it from my standpoint.
I'll tell you what, we'll analyze this for one more segment. In a moment, we have Clifford Mahudi. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey, neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
You'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, every time Chris does the Paracast, the voice gets deeper and deeper, and soon it will blow out the speakers on your radios.
I'm going for the Walter Cronkite. This is Walter Cronkite.
And that's Mike the Robert way Tossel it is. Our guest this week is Clifford Mahudi. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Our final segment of this particular visit. Okay, Clifford, so the people out there who don't believe anything that you're saying, how should they look to this to try to find whether it's true or not? Is it a feeling? Is it research? Is it what?
I think that the only way that they can really analyze it is to actually go out there and visit some of the tribes. But that's the other thing, too, is that it's very difficult to look for the right person to get the information from. So I think that what they need to do is to perhaps make contact with those people that are connected to the different tribes throughout the Southwest, because the Southwestern Indian tribes and even the tribes up north have a lot of connections as far as written history is concerned, now that they've written a lot of these prophecies. But I think that the way to do it would be to talk to those directly from the tribal people themselves. It's great to learn about the other works from, and I have a lot of respect for those people that took the legends and the teachings from the Indians in many, many books by the anthropology, archaeologists, and so on. But I think that the best way to do that is to actually go out there and sit down with those people and have them explain to you. But that's the hard part. You've got to get their trust first.
I think what Clifford is saying is that we need to take the first step on our own and cultivate personal relationships on the reservations. I've been doing this for quite a number of years. I was very fortunate to meet Clifford, and very fortunate to meet a man who is walking in both worlds and is able to interpret some of these wonderful myths and legends and put it into a modern context. And the only way that you can really do that is to gain the trust of indigenous people. Need I remind our listeners that Native Americans have really have been used and abused throughout history since Europeans arrived here. And there is a natural distrust for white people on the reservation. It's almost genetic at this point. And it's a rare person like Clifford who is willing to talk about these subjects and give an informed interpretation of some of these wonderful myths and legends. And one of the things that I found fascinating is Clifford mentioned to me that there's more than one place of emergence for the Zuni people. And this is information that I had never heard anywhere else before, and I just find it fascinating that you know, his version of the emergence of the medicine societies, for instance, the sacred societies, is that they have a different place of emergence, which is located near a very strategic U.S. government facility. Clifford, do you feel okay to talk about that?
Well, the medicine societies, their origin is right outside of Los Alamos, New Mexico. It's a place called Bandelier National Park, and the medicine societies emerge from there, and it's my understanding that there's a lot of vortices over there, and there's vortices all over the Southwest, but that is the main vortex for all the medicine societies, which is right there at Los Alamos Nuclear Labs. And so that the origin of those, they distributed them throughout the whole Southwest. And so the medicine orders are the same. They speak the same language almost. And so this is, the practices are basically the same, but again, the language is different.
So you're saying that the medicine language societies from all the different pueblos share this commonality. You're not just talking specifically about the Zuni medicine societies. You're talking about the entire Pueblo medicine society system.
Yes. And each medicine society came from different parts of the country, and they have their deities from different parts of the universe. I mean, just because they emerged from the earth itself doesn't mean that they came from the earth. That's just where the vortex came in from out there down to the earth, and they emerged from the earth out here to the Southwest. So
well,
that's why they have a lot of references.
Well, this is interesting, because if there is some sort of civilization-ending series of events that seems in some people's minds to be imminent, if the medicine societies end up going back to Los Alamos, won't they need some sort of special clearance or a badge or something to get in there? That is a huge caldera with tons of lava tubes, and used to be a super volcano, well, it still is, that exploded. And so the whole area there has tons of underground cavern systems and lava tubes. Are the medicine societies supposed to go back there before Earth changes, or is it more like you said before that it's going to be different, that we're actually going to be going up instead of down?
Well, this, again, it's very complex. There's, because Zuni is made up of many, many different complex societies. So there's really no specific ways to say that here's what's going to happen during that time. But the only thing that they know about is, again, through the prayer system, when they say, when the time comes. Our leaders or our watchers or our spiritual people will be the ones that will guide us back into whatever is supposed to be. So there's no really a special route, there's no really a special way to say that this is what's going to happen, but it's all a setup. It's a setup like, in order to get to that point, you wait, and we will tell you then. So there's no specific roadmap, if you may, on a lot of these things. But in the prayer form, in the esoteric system, they say that they will tell you when the time comes. So you don't question that. We never question that. We don't ask the question about, well, where do we go after this, or why is it such a mystery? You just say you accept it, and you go from that point on. So we don't know.
Let me ask you here, Clifford, now that you've made kind of this introduction to general society and explaining this, where do you go from here? Do you have a website where we could do some research?
Not yet.
But you're planning on putting together a website and giving people who are interested a place to go?
I think this will be great, but we'll have to work on that.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing I want to reiterate here is this is very historic to have someone of your stature and knowledge to be open enough and to be gracious and trusting enough to go on the air and talk about these things. This is a very intriguing subject. I'm really happy and actually honored that you have selected the Paracast as a place to go and broadcast this information. You know, from me personally, I want to thank you, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are going to find this information extremely fascinating. And we really appreciate, and we're grateful that you've come on the show. And we'd like to do it again at some point, if you're okay with that. We'll have to talk to Gene about getting you back on, but I think that this was a wonderful show. I really, again, thank you so much for agreeing to talk with us about these subjects. And you know, we all have to just live our lives in a very positive way and live by the golden rule. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These are the end times.
Chris, we're just about out of time. Chris, tell our listeners where to find more of the things you do.
I have a website, OurStrangePlanet.com. It's all my books and stuff are there. And, of course, I'm on the forums.
Hey, neighbors, would you like to become a part of the Paracast team? Well, here's what we're looking for. We're in search of an experienced online sales and marketing specialist, selling ads for websites and also radio spots, and expertise in marketing the show, also marketing for search engine optimization. What a big term it is. If you have regular broadcast experience, that's a huge plus. To find out more, please contact us. Send your resume to sales@theparacast.com. That's sales@theparacast.com to become part of the Paracast team. Next week on the Paracast, we'll feature Mark Pilkington. He's the author of Mirage Men. The co-host will be Nicholas Redfern. And we want to thank Chris O'Brien, our co-host this week, and a special thank you for Clifford Mahoody for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Gene. Thanks, Clifford.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.